Hello, my audio friends. The cover page photo that you see on this audio boom is a picture of the underside of my truck and the exhaust pipe. And it is the first topic that I'm going to talk about this evening. This evening being January 16th, I think? 16th. Of 2017, as I ride on a very bumpy, icy, well, it's only bumpy because there's blocks of ice here and there on our streets, and that's the result of having freezing rain and then snow and then melting and then freezing rain again on several occasions. And in fact, the Montreal area is about to go into another little bit of a heat wave of sorts, with temperatures going up to 2, 3, and even 4 degrees this week as we progress through the week. So this Monday evening finds me going to do the groceries, as I usually do. And today, at lunchtime at work, I walked over to an auto parts place, which is literally a 3-minute walk away, and I bought an exhaust pipe, the front part of the exhaust pipe for my truck, and it set me back a whopping $320. And I think it'll be a good money, you know, well invested, because the vehicle is a little bit loud, not too loud, but loud enough to be annoying. And every now and then I do get a whiff of exhaust, so fumes are coming in the vehicle, which is never a good thing. Now, I discovered this thing, this hole, about, I would say maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. I noticed the vehicle making more and more noise. And when I looked underneath this weekend, I wasn't really expecting to see anything. More often than not, sometimes there's pinholes or the holes are small and they're on top of the pipe, which makes it very difficult to see. But as I peeked underneath the vehicle, I fired it up. I turned it on and I had a pipe put up to my ear, and I was kind of going along the bottom of the vehicle to see at what point it would get louder. And I realized it was right around where the front tires were. That was the level. And sure enough, when I went underneath, I realized that the flexible joint that goes from the front part of the engine exhaust to towards the back of the vehicle, there we go. That flexible joint had broken. So it was just by sheer pressure that it was actually pushing up against the pipe, and in fact I noticed that pipe doesn't really have any suspension. It's not attached to anything, but I don't think it can be because of that flexible nature. The engine has to be able to move a certain degree while the pipe stays still, the rest of the exhaust pipe stays still, and that's why it does that. So what's happened because of this is that the flexible part of the pipe eventually broke off. Now, this could be a reoccurring problem, but if that was the original exhaust on the truck, it's lasted 8 years. So I suppose if I fix it, I'm hoping it would last me at least 8 years. It may not need to, and I'll get to that at some other point in some other audio booth. But I'm seriously thinking of changing vehicles. Probably in you're all screaming up at your phones. I know that. I don't know what the word is. So much for being a technical writer. Anyhow. in the upcoming 18 to 30 months time frame. Ah, he figured it out. Time frame. Jeez. It's Monday and I'm tired. Right. So anyway, I went to get the pipe, and in the next 3 or 4 days, I plan on bringing the truck into the garage, crawling underneath, and changing the exhaust pipe. It's basically 4 bolts. It should be pretty simple to do. Just crossing my fingers that it is. How much time do I have left? I think I've probably used everything up just telling you that story. No, okay, I got almost a good 5 minutes. So what else is on the agenda, or what else did I want to talk about? Oh, yes. About a year and a half ago, if not more, I launched a website along with a friend of mine, my friend Benoit, with whom I ride, I used to ride scooters, and he still has his Vespa, and I ride my V-Strom, of course, my motorcycle. And I don't mind doing that because, he doesn't really have a motorcycle license yet. He's kind of hemming and hawing about getting one. And we put together a website called twowheeltherapy.net. So if you go to twowheeltherapy.net, you will see our endeavor to create a blog dedicated to motorcycles, motorcycling. Right now, it's really concentrated on his Vespa and his adventures on his Vespa, and me writing about my adventures on my V-Strom. And hopefully, in the future, we'll find some more interesting articles to write about. At the moment, I haven't really written much, except for just a few little anecdotal things and a recap of last year's riding season, and some places I'm thinking I'd like to go next year, this year actually, this riding season coming up. So if you want to check it out, it's twowheeltherapy.net. That's two, the number two, wheel, as in W-H-E-E-L, therapy.net, all together there. So check that out, and yours truly has a new blog at stefanolandi.com. I have no idea if I will keep this blog going or not. I've made several blogs over the years and have never been able to keep them alive for any significant amount of time. So I'm hoping, praying that I can somehow find interesting things to write about and to explore. You see, having made an exodus out of Facebook back in December of 2016, at the very beginning of December, I decided to not unfriend anybody. I didn't, but I unfollowed everybody. So my timeline, even if I go to Facebook, is completely empty. Now, I do occasionally go and check my notifications and see what people have posted, just to sort of stay in the know a little bit. But for the most part, I no longer go on Facebook. I no longer comment. I no longer post on Facebook, because I was finding I was spending way too much time on Facebook. And I said to myself, well, I still need to somehow express myself online. And that's when the idea of StefanoLandi.com came up, because I've had the domain for several years, just never did anything with it. So now it's up, it's running, it's what it is. I don't expect it to garner much attention. I will from time to time post things and then put them up on my Twitter feed, and maybe my Google Plus, which I hardly use anymore. And that'll be it. So I guess that's it for now. Thank you for listening, as always. Hope you're all doing well. And stay tuned for more. Bye.